Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Oh, I love the conversations we have right before we start recording that leave us with a smile in our voices. And I'm sure our listeners enjoy it, too, despite the fact that they're not privy to the conversations.
Sometimes.
And sometimes they are, but sometimes we just like a... Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in any case, I wanted to talk to you today about an idea I've been thinking about for a little while now. I've been kind of trying to formulate a blog post about it, but haven't quite been able to really kind of sit down and put all of my thoughts together on this, but... What are you doing to back up your cloud? You have a cloud. We all have a cloud these days. Everyone has a cloud. And we're putting things in this cloud, right? We're putting all sorts of, not just things about our life and about what we had for breakfast and, you know, about, oh, look at this cool, you know, LOL cats, I has cheeseburger thing. But we're putting lots of, you know, lots of important stuff out there in that cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be Dropbox, whether it be, you know, journaling, so you've got your day one, you know, whether it be Tumblr or our blogs, right? You know, we're putting things up on blogs. And even if it's not Tumblr, if it's not a service you own, you know, maybe it's something you run on your own hosted server, you know, WordPress or whatnot. And, you know, what are we doing to back that stuff up?
I guess some services, like Dropbox or whatever, have local. You can do backups by just locally backing up, right?
Yes. Yeah. But
some services,
they have local storage.
Aren't that inherent, like Twitter, for example. You can't, unless you actively do something, you can't back up your tweets.
Yes. True. Yeah. Very true. And you know, Tumblr, for instance. Yeah, there's a little Mac-only-based tool that I believe Marco Arment built just before he left. Tumblr.
Interesting, eh?
Yeah, very interesting. That allows you to make a okay backup of your Tumblr site, and I have mine set to do that. Well, basically, I have a script now that runs and launches that and runs it every Sunday at 7 o'clock. And so, yeah, I mean, that's the thing, right? So here's something that was important to me, important enough that I felt I should have a backup for it so that if Tumblr were to go away tomorrow, just disappear off the face of the planet, at least I had some backup of that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I did that is because, yeah, it's in the cloud, but I, you know, it's not because I didn't own it, it's because... I'm a freak about backups, and I feel like even the stuff we're putting out there, quote unquote, in the cloud, that should not be the only place that it lives, and that we shouldn't wait until a service decides to go out of business or go belly up or give us the, you know, the 2-week warning that we've been purchased by Google and our site is going to be available for the next 2 weeks, and here's a link to this. To the, you know, to this page where you can download your stuff, but after that it's gone. And you're scrambling around to do that before, you know, the nuclear option occurs.
Yeah.
And why? Why are you scrambling around? Why don't you already have that, right? Why haven't you not been actively backing up that cloud the whole time?
I mean, I hope you're not asking me that question because I'm the man who doesn't even really back up his machine anymore. So, I know. I don't. I had this conversation with Brett on an episode of Cooking with. I'll find out the number for you, Pat, and I'll drop that into the show notes for you.
Thank you.
But,
thank you.
Like I don't actually have anything on this machine anymore. This MacBook Air. I don't. There's nothing on here, like file wise that isn't on Dropbox. But yes, so then it goes into what am I doing to back up that.
There you go, right? Because
but then I say
California, I mean Dropbox is on a fault line. They could drop off to the middle of the sea tomorrow. Then what? Then what are you going to do? Yeah, you got your local copy, but what if? What if then your hard drive dies? You think it's crazy, but it's not. In the wintertime, lots of static electricity. Even your flash-based hard drive can go poof. Poof! And then what? Then where's your happy little Dropbox backup, blah, 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 blah. Huh?
I don't have one.
Exactly. And I know I'm a freak about this stuff. I, you know, that this really is about, you know, we have a show. It's called Enough. You may have heard of it.
You may be familiar.
But I realize that I go to the far extreme, right? Where, you know, where you're on the lesser extreme, you know, I'm probably 180 degrees on the other side of that, right? I've got backups of my backups, right? My, you know, I don't just have a local backup of my Dropbox, actually multiple local backups of my Dropbox, but I also back up my Dropbox to a completely different cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I back up my Dropbox to StrongSpace. So should that happen where the Dropbox headquarters drops into the sea at the same time my flash-based storage goes belly up, or my house burns down in a fire and takes all my local copies with it, I still have another backup of it, quote unquote, in the cloud. And that's extreme, right? I understand that. I know that. I know having six or seven backups of everything is probably just not, you know, it's overkill, and one doesn't have to do that. But
you're a crazy man.
Well, but it's not so much crazy. It's that I have a job where I regularly see people who have lost everything or hear of people who have lost everything,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I myself have been in more situations than I want to care to admit where, you know, and this is back in the old days, where I hadn't backed up for 2 months. And now, yeah, I had a backup, but two months in a geek's life is an eternity, right?
Yeah.
Gigs and gigs and gigs of data can be created in 2 months and gone tomorrow, right? You know, that brings me to, you know, like Tumblr, for instance. And while, once again, the little Tumblr Mac-based little backup tool is fine when it works. But there's an app called PostWarden that I posted about on Minimal Mac, and I'll link to it in the show notes. I've been using, and it allows you to connect to not only multiple Tumblr sites, so let's say under your account you have several Tumblrs, but also multiple Tumblr accounts too. So maybe you've got Tumblr kind of strewn about different accounts. Well, what's great is you can load all of that up in PostWarden, and it creates a very nice, you know, it's an app, right? It's not just a backup. It's an app that allows you to browse through your posts and your archives and things like that locally. It browses through the local copy. And so...
Is it just Tumblr?
Just Tumblr. As far as I'm aware, unless they've made some update that allows for other services. But PostWarden is great. And even my WordPress blog, right? I, on a regular basis, will, you know, log on to FTP into my hosting provider and just drag and drop, copy all of that stuff to a local directory.
Is that patrickroan.com? Is that the WordPress?
Yeah. So patrickroan.com is on WordPress, and the new Enough book site is on WordPress.
Right.
Once again, you know, complete backup, but it's more than that. I've got client dev sites on my hosting that I want to back up that are WordPress based or whatever. Not just WordPress. Basically, I FTP in, I take everything under my root, and I just drag and drop. He'd say, here's everything. Drag and drop it into a folder. Boom. Now I've got a local copy. And, yeah. All I'm trying to put across here is just for people to be mindful of that stuff. One of the first things you should do when you sign up for a service, like, I don't know, Facebook or Twitter or Path, is go ahead and look around and look through the facts or look through support or even send a message to support and say, hey, is there a way for me to export this stuff? Because believe it or not, even Facebook has a way to export your stuff. I mean, it's ugly.
Yeah.
And you don't get everything, but you get most things. And people should be doing that, right? These photos that they're posting on the Facebook that don't seem to live anywhere else because they took them with the Facebook app or, you know, I don't know. But the bottom line is that you can back that stuff up. And you should back that stuff up because you never know what's going to happen. So, yeah, I don't know. Thinking about that. And the other thing I've been thinking about lately, too, is there are some things that I have. Okay, here's an example. So I've talked about it before. Online journaling service that I like called Olife,
mm-hmm.
Right?
That's the one that emails you, right?
That's the one that emails you at 8 o'clock every evening and just says, "How was your day?" And you reply to that email just like you would reply to any other email, and it sticks it into your little online journal. It's great. And one of the nice things about Olife, for instance, is the fact that you can take all of those entries and always, at any point, export them out as a plain text file. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so do so. Do so. Set a reminder for yourself every week or every couple of weeks or whatever it is, set a reminder for yourself to just go download the plain text file. Just go and export plain text and boom. You're done. Backed up. Now you have a local copy. Right? And if you really want to get crazy, print it.
That's pretty crazy.
Because, you know, hard drive goes south and local copy does me nothing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, assuming if I don't have a backup, but you know, let's say you do. I mean, you've been using Day One, right?
Yeah.
For journaling, right? And journal's something that's personal. I can't even begin to tell you. And like I said, I really want to cover this on a future show. But I recently took out pulled out an old journal that I used to keep, and just to look at it, just to open it up and turn to random pages and go, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. You know, so here's 12/21/06, you know. Oh, wow, yeah. we were in the hospital with my wife's mother. So, I mean, yeah, it's, you know, but just opening it up and taking a look at this, I realized... So this markup system, this paper markup system that I kind of, I don't know if I developed it, but I'm just going to say yes, I developed it. I call it the Dash Plus system, and I've posted about it many places before. Just search for, Patrick Rohn Dash Plus, and, you know, your Google will be filled with it, or your DuckDuckGo, if that's your thing. But the Dash Plus system, the seeds of that are right here in this journal. And so it's things like that, if this were some digital service, from 2006, number one, it likely wouldn't be around anymore because things die,
yeah.
Especially things like that, you know, it probably wouldn't have a business model to survive or been bought by Google or something. But number two, there's a lot of history in there. There's a lot of me in there. and things that my feeble brain just would never in a million years remember. Yet, this paper remembers. This paper remembers exactly what I was doing. And so when I say, yeah, maybe even print it out, it's not crazy for some things. For some things, it makes perfect sense. For some things, like a journal, print it out, stick it in a drawer, and surprise yourself with it in a couple of years. So that's my mantra, my treatise, as it were, my advocation to tell people to, if at all possible, please make sure you keep local copies, multiple local copies or multiple backed up copies of this stuff that you're throwing out to the cloud, that it's not only this kind of one-way thing where you're just backing up to the cloud. You want to make sure that you're backing up locally and that your cloud stuff is also backed up locally.
And don't forget, when you print out your paper journal, to photocopy it. and then scan it back in.
And then scan it, yeah. Do the whole 360.
Scan it back in again and then upload it to Dropbox.
It's the circle of life. That's the circle
of life.
That's
minimal, baby.
Hakuna Matata.
Have you got enough backups?
Yeah, I'm crazy, but I'm a good kind of crazy.
Yeah, safe kind of crazy.
A safe kind of crazy. I'm not the climb to the top of the tower with an assault rifle kind of crazy. I'm a
makes copies of things.
Yeah, the end is near, so I better make copies of everything before the zombie invasion, or even the baby invasion. Actually, my wife and I speculated about a possible baby invasion. Babies trying to invade the house.
I think that should maybe be saved for a more trippy episode.
It should be. Well, thanks a lot, Michael. I really always appreciate you allowing me to soapbox in this manner.
Always a pleasure.
All right, my friend. We will talk later.
Cheers.
Cheers.